I have two grandchildren. They've got them on some heavy-duty medication for ADHD.
Oh, ADHD?
Yeah, and they're acting out in school, and and I don't. The medication makes them walk around like a bunch of zombies.
How,
do you have any recommendations? I also have swelling in my leg.
How old are the children?
Carter's 8, and Addie's 12.
8 and 12, Doc.
Okay. I have to tell you that when I was 4, I had the same thing. They didn't have a name for it back then when I was a kid, when I was age 4. It got worse and worse and worse every year until I was 9. And by then, I was pretty violent, and I had facial tics, you know, facial cramps and everything. Today, they would call it Tourette syndrome, which goes along
with... Oh, that's right, with the
vertigo.
And screaming out things, too.
Oh,
right?
And I was pretty aggressive. I was violent. I was beating up other kids and stuff like that when I was 9.
Very much so.
Did you scream out profanities, too, Doc? That's what they do.
Badly.
Okay. Jeez.
Okay, so today they would call it Tourette syndrome, which is...
Glad you don't do it on the radio.
Which is a variation on autism, okay? ADHD, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And so basically after 20 doctors, the last one, Mary Jane Skeffington was her name, and she was a child eye doctor and face doctor and neurosurgeon and all this kind of stuff. She was the 20th doctor my parents took me to, and she said I had to be institutionalized. I asked my mother what that meant. She said, well, you're going to be put in a hospital. I said, well, how long am I going to be there? And she says, well, you're going to be in there for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so, to make a long story short, the next day I went to the library and I told the nurse, look, I can't read. I can't remember anything. Do you have any picture books that you give nurses when they go to school about diseases? So they gave me little paperback books, you know, the kind of the beginning of books for nursing students. I began to look in the index, and I couldn't recognize anything in the A's and the B's. But when I got to the C's, it said cramps. I said, well, maybe I've got a cramp when I have these facial tics and facial grimaces and everything. And so I went to the page it said to go to, and it says, oh, you're missing some minerals like magnesium and calcium. Well, when I feed the calves in the morning before I go to school, out of that big Ralston Purina paper bag, 50-pound bag, I would read the label. We didn't have electricity. We had just kerosene lamps, and I would read the label where they would do analyses, and it said magnesium and calciums. So I went home that day, and I just ran to the barn and started eating the alfalfa pellets, filled my pockets. Next morning, I threw the cereal out to the chickens in the front lawn. I filled my bowl with the alfalfa pellets, filled with milk, and started eating. My mother was horrified. She took it away from me. She said, that's animal food. You can't eat that. And my dad took it away from her. He says, he's going to be in an institution the rest of his life. Let him eat what he wants. Well, in 3 days, George and Deborah, I was cured.
You took care of yourself, didn't you?
I cured myself in 3 days after 5 years of getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Okay, so this, when you have these problems, these are the nutritional deficiencies. Now, does this child, either of these children, have any skin problems like eczema or dermatitis or psoriasis?
No.
No? Do they have any asthma or bronchitis?
No.
Okay, good. Do they have any bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea, appendicitis, anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, you'd know. Okay, well, here we go. And I'm assuming since they're 8 to 12, there's a ranging between maybe 65 to 100 pounds in there somewhere.
Yes, pretty close, yes.
Okay, so each one of them should have one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And they can take a third of a dose with each meal during the day, you know, like a breakfast and after school and a dinner time, a third of the dose. So one healthy brain and heart pack will last them a month.
Okay.
And then I would also like them to have what we call, and these are sort of loud and boisterous types, right? I'd like them to have our CBD oil, okay? And there's no THC in it. This is legal in every state. There's nothing they can be addicted to, nothing bad for them. But we've added four other herbs to it and a couple of pre-hormones, and it will calm these kids down. They will be the nicest little church-going kids you've ever seen.
Okay? All right, go for it, Deborah. Good luck.